The text for today's sermon is based on the reading that we heard from Romans chapter 8. Reread several of those verses. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? May the words of my mouth and the meditations in our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Only Jesus saves. We are gathered here today at Pilgrim Lutheran Church on January 31st, 2017. We have come for a common reason. Reverend David Carl Rockroar has been welcomed into his Father's house through faith in Jesus Christ. Dear Jane, dear Tim, dear Peter, dear Dan, their families, my family, dear grandchildren, nieces and nephews of David, and their families, dear in-laws, dear multitude of family and friends from near and far. Only Jesus saves. We have come to grieve for the loss of David. We have come to give thanks to God for David. We have come to comfort and support one another. And we have gathered here today. We knew David, and we knew what he stood for. David stood for Jesus Christ, the true Son of God, Jesus, the one and only way of forgiveness, God's righteousness as a gift, true service to neighbor, and to everlasting life in heaven through Jesus. Pastor David Rockroar was impelled, he was moved to share the gospel message his whole life, to the young and to the old, to the homeless and to the rich, to those in comas and to those in the vigor of their youth, to the exalted and to the humble. Pastor Rockroar knew they all, we all, need Jesus in our lives. What impelled David Rockroar and all Christians to look to Jesus? To the world, it's not obvious. And truthfully, Christians today in our century, the 21st century, are not so much different than the Christians that St. Paul knew when he wrote to the church in Corinth, "For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth." And we Christians know this and recognize this from every culture and every age. Some Christians are famous, powerful, and wealthy by worldly standards, but most are not. And we Christians suffer similar events and trials as those who are not Christians. Pastor Rockroar himself suffered from a form of Alzheimer's and dementia for over 20 years. And in the end, David's memory failed, and his body grew very weak. To the unbelieving world, such an illness for a Christian pastor might move some to say, "You Christians should find another God," or "There is no God at all." And sometimes we ourselves as Christians cannot make sense about what happens in our lives. And we might give in to doubts and wonder, is God for me? Does God care? Does God love me? To such questions or doubts, God says to us, "Yes, I am still for you. Yes, I love you." The prophets of the Old Testament, the apostles of the New Testament, and Jesus himself teach over and over again that right in the very midst of trouble and suffering and sadness, God is still with us. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 16, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now think. Why else would Jesus say the gates of hell would not prevail against his church, except that the gates of hell would try to take down his church? In the midst of attack and distress, Jesus calls his people my church, my assembly. In the midst, though hell goes against it, they are my people, my church, my assembly. Now, sometimes our troubles and sufferings, they come from our own actions and rebellions, don't they? We can have a hand in our own suffering. But very often, the accident occurs, the cancer overtakes us, the relationship dissolves, poverty becomes our lot, and we cannot really discern what we did wrong or what we should have done differently. 2020 hindsight, I should have done this or this or this, but I didn't know. The thing happened, and we are in it. Now, Paul taught that all sufferings and attacks and misfortunes and evil earthly powers, and the powers of hell and darkness, in fact, everything in all of creation, cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Not even death separates us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote in Romans 8, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." We Christians, we have troubles the same and similar to all of humanity. And at times we suffer for being Christian, so that some take it easy to persecute Christians, as what was written, like sheep to be slaughtered. Paul continued, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." What impelled David Rockroar for his whole life? And the same for all Christians. In Jesus Christ, we cannot be separated from the love of God. Period. Only Jesus saves. This gospel that the Son of God, sent by God the Father, took on our nature, taught us, ministered to us, suffered for us, died for us, and rose for us, that impels us. And whatever our station or situation in life, no matter how low or hopeless things may seem around us, Jesus has gone even lower to lift us up. Jesus took on our sin at the cross, was deserted by his Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? For the sake of you and me, to go lower than us, to lift us up, even from the depths of hell and despair. He took on our sin, that we might be the righteousness of God. God allows us to say, no, I won't believe in Jesus. God allows us to reject salvation through Jesus. And if so, then we do stand alone against these powers and evil and death. If we can stand without Jesus, death and evil are like a roaring lion chasing us. But such unbelief is not God's plan and is not God's will. God's will is for us to endure throughout this life to the very end with faith in Jesus Christ. The strength, the power, the honor, the glory, the life, the victory belongs to Jesus, who is our Savior, our friend, our Redeemer. Jesus wants and intends for us to endure to the end. He gives us his Holy Spirit to live in us. He gives us his word to learn and grow. He gives us his holy washing. He gives us his holy supper. He gives us his people, one another, to support one another. Where Dad's soul is right now, in the glories of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is where Dad always wanted you and me to be. Dad knew and preached and taught only Jesus saves. We, along with David, look to Jesus for victory in all that we face, that we may endure to the end of this world, to the rest and peace of our Father's heavenly house forever. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that Pastor David Rockroar endured in you to the end of this life. We pray you, Jesus, to give us faith also to endure. We believe that you, Jesus, will raise even our weak and dying bodies when you will come again. And Jesus, as you intercede for us, comfort and strengthen our faith to never doubt that we are always in your hands to the end. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.